हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः गुणत्रय विभाग योगो नाम चतुर्दशोऽध्यायः श्री भगवानुवाच परं भोयः प्रवक्ष्यामि ज्ञानानां ज्ञानमुत्तमम् यज्ञात्वा मुनयः सर्वे परां सिद्धिमितो गताः ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः गुणत्रय विभागयोगो नाम चतुर्दशोऽध्यायः श्री भगवानुवाच परं भोयः प्रवक्ष्यामि ज्ञानानां ज्ञानमुत्तमम् यज्ञात्वा मुनयः सर्वे परां सिद्धिमितो गताः इदं ज्ञानमुपाश्रित्य मम साधर्म्यमागताः सर्गेऽपि नोपजायन्ते
प्रलयेन
व्यथन्ति च मम यो निर्महद्ब्रह्म तस्मिन् गर्भं ददाम्यहम् सम्भवः सर्वभूतानां ततो भवति भारत सर्वयोनिषु कौन्तेय मूर्तयः सम्भवन्ति याः तासां ब्रह्म महद्योनिः अहं बीजप्रदः पिता सत्त्वं रजस्तम इति गुणाः प्रकृतिसम्भवाः निबध्नन्ति महाबाहो देहे देहि नमो व्ययम् तत्र सत्त्वं निर्मलत्वात् प्रकाशकमनामयम् सुखसङ्गेन बध्नाति ज्ञानसङ्गेन चानघ रजोरागात्मकं विद्धि तृष्णासङ्गसमुद्भवम् तन्निबध्नाति कौन्तेय कर्मसङ्गेन देहिनम् तमस्त्वज्ञानजं विद्धि मोहनं सर्वदेहिनाम् प्रमादालस्य निद्राभिः तन्निबध्नाति भारत सत्त्वं सुखे सञ्जयति रजः कर्मणि भारत ज्ञानमावृत्य तु तमः प्रमादे सञ्जयत्युत रजस्तमश्चाभिभूय सत्त्वं भवति भारत रजः सत्त्वं तमश्चैव तमः सत्त्वं रजस्तथा वी हैव सीन अंटिल दिस वर्स वी हैव टू सीन द 11th वर्स लेट मी मेक इट क्लियर what krishna is saying until now don't need to get confused be very clear about it see there is purushaha there is prakritihi and this purusha and prakriti the prakriti is matter purusha is consciousness but these two are not taken to be two independent entities consciousness alone taken to be the independent entity And the matter is looked upon as mithya because matter has no independent existence. The matter is otherwise said to be prakritihi. And this prakriti is of three gunas, whereas consciousness is free from gunas, nirgunaha. And its consciousness is implied by the term atma. This prakriti matter is implied by the term anatma. This, even though they're distinct, two different things, they are considered to be two independent entities therefore we say this prakriti is always mithya prakriti has gunas and the prakriti is subject to change and this guna it is this prakriti which alone undergoes changes and all the forms which are perceptible in the world are nothing but forms of prakriti only therefore prakriti is the forms which are products of prakriti modifications of prakriti has all the three gunas. Because Prakriti has three gunas, anything which is material has three gunas. And here, and the three gunas, so our own physical body, mind, sense complex happens to be product of matter. Every individual human body, mind, sense complex also has these three gunas. But the proportion of the gunas may vary from person to person. So in keeping with the proportion, the predominance of the gunas, one's inclination will be there to do karma, one's interest will be there. These inclinations, interests, samskaras differ from person to person in keeping with the predominance of the gunas. But what Krishna makes it very clear, you cannot undo anything here. Three gunas, you cannot undo. The matter has three gunas. So material body, mind, sense complex has these three gunas. Here, there is consciousness, there is prakriti. But there is I sense. Okay, this knowledge of the self-existence. This I sense. It is I sense identified with the body, mind, sense complex. Is said to be what now? Ahankara. This ahankara, why first of all, why I sense is identified with the anatma, body, mind, sense complex? Because of the ignorance of ignorance. You do not know what I am, what I is, therefore naturally when you do not know what you are, there is I is identified with the anatma, body, mind, sense complex. Because of this wrong identity, then what happens? All the prakriti's gunas are and the gunas are taken to be the self. So as long as his ignorance is there, in keeping with the predominance of the gunas, each guna binds a person. If a person is predominantly sattvic person, still sattvaguna also binds a person. If a person is predominantly rajasic person, rajoguna also binds a person. If a person is predominantly tamasic person, tamoguna also binds a person. This doesn't matter which guna is predominant, any guna really binds a person. Whom can any guna bind? Only an ajnani. Ignorant person alone can be bound by these gunas. If a person has jnanam, he will see himself being his own essential nature, being free from gunas, nirguna atma. In the wake of the jnanam, when a person has right identity, he can see himself being himself being nirguna atma, then he is not bound by any of the gunas. But anyway, a person who is predominantly tamasic also has to become predominantly sattvic in order to be able to attain the jnanam. A sattvic person can easily attain the jnanam. So any a person who is predominantly tamasic or rajasic, they all have to become ultimately predominantly sattvic in order to be able to attain the jnanam. Once they attain the jnanam, they will not be bound by any of the gunas. That is the main teaching until now we have seen. This is what you need to know until now, what we have seen in 10 verses. So, if a person has to become predominantly sattvic to be eligible, to be qualified to attain the jnanam, a person has to live a life of karma yoga. So, karma yoga helps a person drive away tamas. A person has to chase the tamas away, so for which he has to become rajasic first. When a person is very active as a karma yogi, then that will gradually help him become predominantly sattvic. Then he will be qualified for the attainment of jnanam. Nobody can leap from being tamasic to sattvic. That is main teaching. Until now we have seen. I am going to go to the next verse now.
Sarvadvareshu dehesmin prakasha upajayate. Sarvadvareshu dehesmin prakasha upajayate. Jnanam yadatada vidyad vivruddham sattvamityuta. Jnanam yadatada vidyad vivruddham satvamityut sarvadvareshu dehesmin prakasha upajayate jnanam yada tada vidyad vivruddham satvamityut.
So in this verse Bhagavan says yada, that is, let me tell you the literal meaning first. Yada prakashaha, yada sarvadvareshu prakashaha upajayate asmin dehe, asmin dehe, in this body, yada, when prakashaha upajayate sarvadvareshu, when the light of prakashaha means here knowledge, jnanam, yada prakashaha, yada prakasha means knowledge here, when the light of knowledge upajayate, upajayate happens through the sense organs. Dvareshu, sarva dvareshu means every sense organ is said to be a dwaram, entrance. Why every sense organ is said to be an entrance? You know, because it is through the sense organs, sense objects enter into the mind. What you see, the colors and forms enter through your eyes, to your mind. And then sounds enter through your ears. Smells enter through your nose. So through each sense organ, sense objects enter into the mind. Therefore, sense organs are said to be entrances, dwarani. And through these dwaras, sense objects enter means there's no other way of cognizing the external world of objects. The external world of objects has to be cognized, known. The objects have to be known means they have to be perceived, which means objects enter into the mind only through the sense organs. Therefore, sarva dvareshu, in all these five sense organs, which are like the entrances through which the objects enter into the mind, prakashaha yada upajayate, when knowledge takes place through the sense organs, when the knowledge takes place of the objects, asminna dehe, in this given physical body, when the knowledge of the external world of objects takes place through the sense organs, then definitely, he says, tada sarvadvareshu yada jnanam prakashaha upajayate tada tad vidyat. Arjuna, may you understand that to be what? May you understand, may you know that tad vidyat, should understand sattvam iti, vivruddham sattvam. Then what happens? Sattva guna is predominant. Even on the part of a person who is predominantly tamasic also, whether a person is predominantly tamasic or rajasic, whoever has, when cognitions through self, through sense perception, whoever has the knowledge of the external world of objects, that knowledge of the external world of objects is possible because there is sattvam in that person. So may understand, then sattva is predominant. See, whenever cognitions pertaining to the sense objects happen through the sense organs. Okay, cognitions pertaining to the sense objects happen through the sense objects, sense organs. And may you understand that then, that time, what is predominant? Vivruddham sattvam iti vidyat. May you understand then sattva guna to be predominant. So you don't need to worry, oh, I am not tamasic. That's not, see, even if a person is predominantly tamasic also, every tamasic person, rajasic person, sattvic person, all of us have cognitions. All of us have knowledge of the external world of objects. How does knowledge take place? The possibility of cognitions happening in the mind of every individual being is because of the predominance of the sattva guna. Understand this, that time all of us have Sattvaguna predominant. Irrespective of whether a person is Sattvic, Rajasic or Tamasic. So that's what he says in this verse. Nice. So, yad asmin dehe, now you hereafter can enjoy Bhagavad Gita's verse language also. Asmin dehe, kasmin dehe, asmin dehe. Kasmin dehe means, you must agree the answer, asmin dehe, in this body itself. You cannot talk about the cognitions of other person, okay? In your own body. Asmin dehe, in this body, we have golakams. In this, all the golakams, we have sense organs, indriyani. And these indriyani, these sense organs are what? Dwarani. They are like entrances. And through these entrances, in terms of sense organs, when prakashaha upajayate, prakashaha here means what? Cognitions, knowledge. Okay? Knowledge is said to be prakasha, light here. Why? Because knowledge illi means a given object. So don't take the word literally prakasha as light. Here, light is nothing. Prakashaha literally means light. The light implies here cognitions, knowledge. When cognitions pertaining to the sense objects or knowledge of the sense objects happen through sense organs, then Arjuna understand Sattvaguna is predominant. Sattvam vivruddham iti vidyat. May one understand or one should understand. Vidyat is what? Ling verb. Sattvam vivruddham. Vivruddham means what? It is strong, powerful, or it is predominant. Okay, sattvam is strong then. Therefore, sattvam vivruddham. Sattvam vivruddham iti. Uta. Uta is simply added. Okay. May understand that Sattvaguna is predominant. Now, whenever you are able, now you, the whole day from morning till evening, once you wake up from sleep until you fall asleep, that constantly we are perceiving objects. Whenever we are perceiving objects through sense organs, and you, when you pay attention, the cognitions happen. You do not pay attention, cognitions may not happen, which means then the cognitions are possible because through sense organs, because of the predominance of the guna, Sattvaguna. Suppose imagine, even if you're perceiving the objects, suppose you're very restless, okay? Your mind is elsewhere. You're not able to focus. Sometimes people don't even attend the class because they're very restless and you can't attend. Because some reason don't attend, that's a different thing. But coming to the class also, you're attending the class also, suppose you're very restless. Something is disturbing you, bothering you, or something you are not in the, you are focusing in the class. Then what happens? Even if you are sitting in the class, you, because your mind is so restless, you are very agitated. You're not able to focus. Nothing gets adjusted. There's no sense perception. There's no cognition, does not happen. Even though sounds are falling into the ear, nothing gets registered, which means sattva is not predominant. Understand? The cognitions, not only of the sounds, whether it is knowledge of the sound you are listening to, knowledge of the music you are listening to, knowledge of forms you are seeing, knowledge of smells. Sometimes you are eating, people would have been very nice food. You can even smell, you become mechanically when you are eating, there's no grasping, doesn't happen. Why you're so lost in something, you're thinking of something else, you're very restless, agitated, distressed, you are not focused, then mind is not sattvic, not able to pick up subtle taste, not able to relish, enjoy anything. Why cognitions pertaining to the sense objects, happening through sense organs, are possible, okay, are happening only because of the predominance of the sattvaguna. That is what is said in this verse. Yada asmin dehe prakashaha upajayate, prakashaha ityukte kaha artaha. Yada jnanam upajayate. Indriyanam dwara yada jnanam upajayate. That is the meaning. Okay. When knowledge takes place through sense organs. Dwarani. No, sarva dwara. Through sense organs. Then please understand sattvaguna is predominant. Next. Sattvaguna is predominant. லோபஃ ப்ரவருத்திராரம்பஹ லோபஃ ப்ரவருத்திராரம்பஹ கர்மணாமசமஸ்ப்ருஹ லோபஃ ப்ரவருத்திராரம்பஹ லோபஃ ப்ரவருத்திராரம்பஹ கர்மணாமசமஸ்ப்ருஹ ரஜஸ்யேதானி ஜாயந்தே விவ்ருத்தே பரதர்ஷப லோபஃ ப்ரவருத்திராரம்பஹ கர்மணாமசமஸ்ப்ருஹ ரஜஸ்யேதானி ஜாயந்தே விவ்ருத்தே பரதர்ஷப லோபஃ ப்ரவருத்திராரம்பஹ கர்மணாமசமஸ்ப்ருஹ ரஜஸ்யேதானி ஜாயந்தே விவ்ருத்தே பரதர்ஷப. Now he says, Hey Bharatarshaba, O exalted among Bharata clan, Arjuna, Bharatarshaba, Rajasi Vivruddhe. This is Sati Saptami expression. Rajasi Vivruddhe. Vivruddham means what? When it is powerful. When Rajoguna is strong, powerful, predominant. Rajasi, locative case. Rajasi Pravruddhe. When Rajoguna is predominant. See, Rajaha Pravruddham. Rajasi is predominant. When Rajasi is predominant, how do you say? Rajasi Pravruddhe. When Rajoguna is predominant, let the mind be in Bhagavad Gita, not in grammar. Okay? Your mind goes there. Rajasi Pravruddhe. When Rajoguna is predominant, Rajasi Pravruddhe, Yetani Jayante. When Rajoguna is predominant, these happen. Etani Jayante. These things happen. What happen? See, how to study whether you are Rajasic or Tamasic or Sattvic. We are all always, okay, all of us are Sattvic sometimes. All of us are irrespective of what we are predominantly, what we are not. All of us are very Sattvic sometimes. All of us are very Rajasic sometimes. All of us are Tamasic sometimes. Understand? All of us. Whenever your cognitions happen in the mind, you are then predominantly Sattvic. That time, only that time you are Sattvic, predominantly Sattvic. Then as expression of one being predominantly Sattvic. Similarly, suppose you feel very dull. Okay? Sometimes, we get very dull, very sleepy, and then we are able to focus. Then not Rajas, okay? Then we are predominantly, all of us are very tamasic after 11 p.m. or 10:30 p.m. Sometimes, people don't sleep sometimes. That is the problem. They don't eat. They don't know how to eat. They don't feel hungry at all. They have special boons. Some people have boons. They don't feel hungry. They don't eat. Again, they don't sleep also well enough. Okay? That's a different problem. But some people, suppose general rule is what? All of us, if you every day have the habit of getting up early in the morning, definitely after some time you feel dose. We have no control over our sleep. Then what are we now? That time? All of us are predominantly, that time you are tamasic. Now, what is predominantly Rajasic means what? When are you Rajasic? He says, Rajasi Pravruddhe, when Rajoguna is predominant, okay, Etani Jayante, these happen. What happen? Lobaha. Suppose, if a person feels very greedy, please make it, okay? Be very objective, very beautiful to understand this. If at all there is greed, I'm given one ice cream. Okay? I ask for a second one. I take five and keep it in my fridge to eat later on. Then what is the guna then? Predominant in me? Rajoguna. Okay? I had one big nice ice cream. I asked for extra one more. They generously gave me two more. But what I see many more being left over, I collect 5 more, 10 more and begin to put it in the fridge. Why? I want to eat later on. the greed for anything, if at all you have, need not, or I only suddenly ice cream came to my mind, okay? It's not prepared to talk. That's what I'm telling you. It can be for pizza, it can be for greed, anything, it can be for money, it can be for clothes, it can be for anything. No, I tell you one thing. Once I heard, when I was staying with the auntie and uncle, somewhere I heard some people, and what they do, the council, they give lots of bulbs and things, no? Free bulbs and things. I heard uncle telling me. And now the council, they give free. So people already have so much storage in the house, okay? And then just because council is giving, they don't need the bulbs. Still they go and collect and now keep it in the lot of storage. Why? Because I remember uncle telling me, some people do that. So why I'm saying, this is greed. And what is not necessary for you, you need not hoard them, isn't it? So greed, whenever there is a feeling of being greedy is there, that you understand that is definitely, then Rajoguna is predominant. It can be for anything. It can be for money. It can be for enjoyment of pleasures. It can be for food. It can be for anything. Then it is Rajoguna. So Lobaha. Lobaha Pravrittihi. Pravrittihi means activity. Suppose all of us are very active sometimes. When you're traveling, you have to walk at the airport, or you have to run and catch the train. You are very running, you're walking, and you talk to people. Sometimes you're very busy, some important work you have to discuss with your parents or other people. You're talking, you're so preoccupied. Suppose sometimes you have to cook food for others. When your mind is preoccupied with some activity, you're so actively involved in something, doing something physically active, then all of us are physically active some point, sometimes, some place, sometimes. Then what are you then? See, now I'm talking to all of you. It's activity. Now what is the guna predominant? Rajas. Okay. Suppose Rajas is not predominant, I cannot talk to you. When a person is involved in any useful, appropriate activities. Okay. Anyway, any activity. If a person is involved in activities, then there is predominance of Rajoguna. If there's a greed, feeling of greed, then there is predominance of Rajoguna. Lobaha Pravrittihi. Pravrittihi. Then Arambaha. Arambaha means, now you say, I've been sitting from morning, I've been very lazy. Now people are going to come home. I had to go and cook now. Until you get up, sometimes I hear people telling me, no, I haven't done anything from morning. Now it's time, we are hungry, we have to something cook for something. Get up. Once in the Indian women get up and they have to get a lot of work to do. They have to cook and then they have to clean and they have to do, irrespective of whether they're professionals or non-professional, once they start doing something, they'll work. Once you start, it's called a pravrittihi. See, being inactive for some time, you rest for some time, then you get up. Once you get up, because you already have planned program, I had to cook, I had to wash, I had to do this, I had to go out, I had to shop. When you have all this plan, okay, your scheme of things to be done, then you're ready. It's called Arambaha. Arambaha means beginning. You can say beginning of activities, commencement of activities, getting ready to perform activities. Then what is the guna predominant? Rajoguna. Okay. Pravrittihi, lobaha, pravrittihi, arambaha. See, it is not wrong. You just understand how the prakriti gunas, the constituents of prakriti, how they are expressed in our day-to-day life and the part of every individual human being. All of us have cognitions pertaining to the external world of objects. When we have cognitions, then we are predominantly sattvic. There is a predominance of sattvaguna. When we are very active, then predominance of rajoguna. Lobaha pravrittihi arambaha karmanam ashamaha. Okay, karmanam ashamaha. Karmanam arambaha. Can say karmanam arambaha. So arambaha, karmanam arambaha, beginning of the activities, or commencing the activities, commencement of activities is called karmanam arambaha. Whenever it begins, then rajoguna is then there is a predominance of Rajoguna. Then Ashamaha. Okay. You know what is Ashamaha? Shamaha, opposite to Asatyam, Asatyam. Ritam, Anritam. Similarly, Shamaha, Ashamaha. Shamaha means what? Shantihi. Shamaha is a masculine gender word. Shantihi is a feminine gender word. It means mind is quiet and calm and peaceful. Shantihi. Ashantihi. Ashamaha is equal to Ashantihi. Ashanti means what? Restlessness. Okay. See, all of us are naturally less restless only. But sometimes people are very restless. Ashantihi. Ashamaha. Very restless. They cannot sit for some time. They have to be doing something or the other. Ashamaha means, I know some people who are very restless but still very good-hearted. That doesn't mean wrong. That's the nature. Okay. When we are very active, sometimes we also get restless. No, there's a time you know when you get restless. When there's restlessness in the mind, then also understand Rajoguna is predominant. Ashamaha is equal to Ashantihi. Then Spruha. 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 Spruha is a Strilinga Shabdha. Spruha means craving, desire, passion, craving, you know, sort of called spruha. I want this. It's called desire only. Strong desire is spruha. Even any desire, whether even a simple desire or a strong desire, if a person has, we all have desires. Sometimes I have strong desire now to go to India. The desire is there means what? That is expression of Rajoguna only. It's not wrong. It's natural for all of us. When you're very hungry sometimes, you have to eat. It's a strong desire to eat. This urge to eat, isn't it? Then Rajoguna. So what I'm saying, these are all the symptoms. These are all expressions of a person having Rajoguna. Rajoguna being predominant. So what are they again? Yetani jayante. Kani jayante. Yada, now I can say, Rajasi Pravruddhe. Rajasi Pravruddhe. Yada Rajogunaha Pravruddhaha Bhavati. Rajasi Pravruddhe. When Rajas is predominant, these things happen. Which things happen? Etani Jayante. These happen. These are born. These happen. What happened? Lobaha. Greed. When the feeling of that greed, then activities. Any activity happens. Whenever activities are there, there's a predominance of Rajoguna. Then Karmanam Arambaha, beginning of activities. Then Ashamaha, mental restlessness, which expressed in physical restlessness also. Spruha, craving or strong desire. Okay, all of them happen. Jayante literally means are born. You take it as they happen. They happen. Rajasi vivruddhe. Vivruddhe, pravruddhe means the same. When Rajasi is predominant, these things happen. I need not do too much of explanation for this. Why? Because these are very, very simple verses. Now, that is why every human being must have all the three gunas. Only then you can be active. If there's no Rajoguna at all, you will not move an inch from the place where you are. Okay? Our movements, our activities are all possible because of the predominance of the Rajoguna. Not predominance, because of the Rajoguna. But certain, sometimes of the day, we are all predominantly Rajasic. Sometime of the day, we are all predominantly Tamasic. Sometime of the day, we are all predominantly Sattvic also. Irrespective of what we are predominantly, all of us are predominantly Sattvic, Rajasic and Tamasic in different, okay, in given different situations. When you're all very busily, actively involved in something, you're all predominantly Rajasic only. So this clue is given. When a person is predominantly Rajasic, if you see a person has a lot of greed, okay, then Rajas is predominant. If a person is very busy, physically involved in activities, then a person is that time person is predominantly rajasic. If I simply is lying down and sleeping, what is predominant then? On my part, sattamoguna. If I'm sitting, not doing anything, or I'm sleeping, then tamoguna is predominant. If I'm active, I'm running around, packing and teaching and talking, then rajoguna is predominant. In keeping with the situation, you can see which guna is predominant on the part of a person. Next, we'll see.
Aprakasho pravrittischa pramado moha evacha. Aprakasho pravrittischa pramado moha evacha. Tamasyetani jayante vivruddhe kurunandana. Aprakasho pravrittischa pramado moha evacha. Tamasyetani jayante vivruddhe kurunandana. Aprakasho pravrittischa pramado moha evacha. Tamasyetani jayante vivruddhe kurunandana.
Very nice way of understanding gunas. Now, tamasi vivruddhe, hey kurunandana, O joy of Kuru clan. Arjuna was always a joy. Okay. Hey Kurunandana, Arjuna, please understand this. Tamasi pravruddhe. Tamasi vivruddhe. When tamoguna is predominant, how do you understand tamoguna is predominant on the part of a person? Tamasi pravruddhe. Okay. It is not only one person. It is common. It is found. This is how you see the gunas being predominant in different gunas being predominant, different occasions, different situations. Okay. Tamasi pravruddhe, again, sati saptami prayogaha. Yada tamo gunaha pravruddhaha bhavati tada. Tamasi pravruddhe, when tamo guna is predominant, what happens? He says, etani jayante, these things happen. Which things happen? Aprakashaha. See, prakashaha means cognition, knowledge. It means light. Prakashaha literally meaning light implies cognition, knowledge, understanding, perception. These things happen when a person is predominantly sattvic. Okay? Cognitions, perceptions, understanding happens, a person is predominantly sattvic then. Suppose, aprakashaha, nothing is understood. Okay, nothing is understood. No understanding happens. No cognition happens. No knowledge happens. Why? Attention is not available. Aprakashaha, when knowledge does not happen, when cognitions do not happen, when perceptions are not there, then what is there? Dullness, non-understanding, misunderstanding, or completely, why? It is not, nobody is incapable of understanding. In the given time, everybody is capable of understanding. That particular time, a person becomes very dull. Okay, it happens. If there's a dullness, that is what? Aprakashaha. Okay, we say, aprakashaha means what? This is not brightness. See, when cognitions take place through sense organs, knowledge takes place, understanding takes place, perception takes place, then there is sharpness, there is brightness. When nothing happens, then there is dullness. There is absence of brightness, brilliance. So, if I teach you at 10 o'clock in the night, when you're very, very tired after working the whole day, nothing will enter there. Then what happens? It's not that you can't understand. That is night time I'm teaching. Imagine. Then the mind is so dull to grasp anything. Then aprakashaha, dullness. Dullness. Then apravrittihi. suppose you will not feel like doing anything also. There's a time when you're tired and when you want to be very sleepy. When you're very sleepy and tired after working the whole day, you will not be in a mood to read, understand something, listen to understand something, know something. I will not be interested even in doing something. Let me go and do some work. Okay? When you cannot even do work. Even to do work, you must be fresh, isn't it? You are not able to do any, I'm not interested in any work. I feel like going to the bed. I don't want to read. I don't want to listen. I don't want to understand. I don't want to know anything. I don't want to do anything. I feel like going to the bed. What is the guna then? Tamoguna. Okay? Naturally, that time tamoguna becomes predominant. So what he says, aprakashaha, apravrittihi. Neither activities are possible, nor any knowledge is possible because there's a certain dullness. There is inactivity. Then he says what? Aprakashaha, apravrittihi. And sometimes, pramadaha. This pramadaha means actually, even you can say, simply avoiding to do anything. Procrastination or negligence or feeling lazy, okay? Being indifference. This is also expression of tamoguna only. If your tamoguna is not there, rajoguna is predominant, you would do something. There won't be, you will not neglect. Okay, you neglect to do things. Whenever you neglect to, there will be your own reasons. You may have your own reasons to neglect certain things. But that negligence itself is a symptom of what? Expression of tamoguna only. If there's no tamoguna is not predominant, you will not neglect. You will be doing it. So, negligence also, pramadaha. Then, mohaha. Mohaha is what? Mohaha means lack of discriminative understanding. There's no such thing called lack. All of us have discriminative understanding. There is certain, sometimes our discerning capacity becomes blunted. Our discerning capacity, you know, is made non-functional. We call it what? Lack of discriminative understanding. Mohaha. When you are very dull, tired, not capable of knowing anything or doing anything, do you think you'll be very clear and minded? Naturally, you'll be when there is dullness, definitely there'll be lack of discriminative understanding also. There'll be delusion, there'll be confusion also. Okay, that is why better to go and sleep. You fall asleep, you're safe. So you don't do anything wrong. That is why when you're very tired, you should not be doing things. You must rest. Otherwise, you'll make, that is when you make mistakes. You know, some people, they try to keep awake. They have to finish the work. Projects. They had to finish, submit the work. My target. Okay, I had to finish it work. They're very tired. They're very tired, but they had to, they're fear because they had to do it. And in sleep, they try to do and make lots of mistakes. Right? That is what is called simple expression of, it's all tamoguna. So, mohaha. So, aprakashaha, apravrittihi, pramadaha, mohaha. Okay, all these happen when tamoguna is predominant. Aprakashaha, apravrittihi, pramadaha, mohaha, evacha, jayante, yetani jayante, tamasi vivruddhe. Hey, Kurunandana, tamasi vivruddhe. Aprakashaha, apravrittihi, pramadaha, not pravrittihi, apravrittihi, the avagraha is there. When I read the shloka, I read like this. Aprakasho pravrittischa. Please make a note. When I chant the month verse, how do I chant? Aprakasho pravrittischa. I say, but actually, there is a sandhi. You must remember, aprakashaha, apravrittihi cha. The Pururupa Sandhi takes place. We have to see in the class. Aprakashaha, apravrittihi. Inactivity, dullness, there's no knowledge, no understanding, no activity, there's negligence, there's laziness, then there's also confusion, delusion. Whenever is there, tamasi etani, tamasi vivruddhe jayante. These are all expressions of tamoguna being predominant. So these are the clues for us to understand. Okay. You can see every day when you get up early in the morning, after a very good sound sleep, when you get up in the morning, you are very fresh. Okay. You are very calm and you're able, suppose you start your work also, you're able to after a clean shower, after prayer, when you sit and do your work, you're able to understand things. No, when you're very clear minded, you're able to grasp your instructions given to you, then you are predominantly sattvic. When you start doing your activities, you're predominantly rajasic. The whole day you're active. Then the evening when you get tired after the whole day's hectic work, you won't feel like going to bed. Then what is predominant? Tamasic. So the tamoguna is predominant. This is how three gunas, you can make out how all the three gunas become, express themselves predominantly in our own day-to-day life. See, tamasi pravruddhe kani jayante, rajasi pravruddhe kani jayante, sattve pravruddhe kani jayante. Okay, vivruddhe. When hattu guna is predominant, how hattu guna expresses itself? What are the expressions of hattu guna? What are the expressions of predominance of rajoguna? In what form tamoguna expresses itself and is predominant? Is it clear?
Yada sattve pravruddhe tu pralayam yati deha bhrit. Yada sattve pravruddhe tu pralayam yati deha bhrit. Tadottamavidam lokanamalan pratipadyate. Yada sattve pravruddhe tu pralayam yati deha bhrit. Tadottamavidam lokanamalan pratipadyate. Yada sattve pravruddhe tu pralayam yati deha bhrit. Tadottamavidam lokanamalan pratipadyate.
Okay, now interesting. Okay. What happens to Bhagavan here onwards, he's going to tell you how three gunas expresses themselves in the day-to-day life of all the beings, all human beings, we understood now. So not only a person who is predominantly sattvic, rajasic, or tamasic, these are seen in day-to-day life on the part of every human being. Now he says, suppose a person, when he is leaving the physical body, what happens to the death also, when the death happens, at the time of death, which guna is predominant on the part of a person? In keeping with the predominance of guna on the part of a person at the time of death, his gati also is determined. Amazing. Okay, gati, he means the end. Okay, we have sattviki gatihi, rajasi gatihi, tamasi gatihi. Tamasic end, rajasic end, sattvic end. Okay, sattviki gatihi, rajasi gatihi, tamasi gatihi. What does it mean? In keeping with the departure of the person, when a person leaves the physical body, the death happens. Suppose the person is predominantly sattvic, when the death happens, the gati he attains will be different. The person is predominantly rajasic when he leaves the physical body, then that end will be different. If a person is predominantly tamasic when he leaves the physical body, then that gati will be different. Okay, what are those three gatis? What are the three gatis? To understand here. Interesting, okay? Hereafter, you will see everything. Sattvika, Rajasa, Tamasa, you will see Dhanam, Desire. We understand everything in keeping with the predominance of the gunas. Now, until now, what we have seen general, okay? Hereafter, we are going to see understand specifically. Generally, tattva guna, rajo guna, tamo guna being predominant is different from now specifically being predominant also. Sometimes when a person leaves the physical body, when he is predominantly sattvic, a person dies. Then the gati is different. So here Krishna says first, yada sattve pravruddhe tu pralayam yati deha bhrit tadottama vidam lokan namalan pratipadyate. Okay, he says, amalan lokan pratipadyate. Amala, mala means dirt, impurity. Amala means pure. Amalan lokan pratipadyate. Pratipadyate means attains. See, pratipadyate. Prati is the prefix. Padyate is the verb. Pratipadyate attains. A person attains, okay, clean, pure worlds. Amalan lokan pratipadyate. And which lokas? Atmavidam. Atmavidam means, here we understand, Atmavid means a meditator. Atmavid, in this, please make a note, very important to make a note here. Atmavit literally means the knower of the Atma. A wise person is called Atmavit. But here, Atmavit does not mean a jnani, does not mean a wise person. Atmavid means one, the meditator. Vid here means, the vid means knower, vid means meditator. You have two meanings for the word vid. Okay? The word vidya also has two meanings. One meaning is meditation, another meaning is knowledge. For here, vid means meditator, vid also means knower. So in which context it means what we must remember. Atmavid means meditator. Atmavid means knower of the self also. Here, Atmavid does not mean knower of the self. Atmavid means meditator. Okay. Atmavidam lokaha means, see, people who live their lives throughout, people who live a clean life, people who live meditative life. You have to spend a lot of time in meditation. Not as you think. There's a proper way. People who are very meditative, who are very worshipful, prayerful, highly religious, are highly ethical, who are ethically religious, and who are worshipful and prayerful, who are meditative, such people who live a pious life, clean life, and those people attain some pure worlds. Even though they live a clean life, they're still ajnanis. They don't attain moksha. Okay, people who live ethical, who are religious, who are worshipful, prayerful, who are meditative, and live a pious life, but still they are ajnanis. Ajnanis, they can't attain moksha. Therefore, what happens, those people, when they leave the physical body, they attain some pure worlds. Okay, they attain some higher worlds. They are then said to be amalan lokan, means higher worlds, pure worlds. Why they're called pure worlds? Only people who have only punyam can attain those worlds. People who do not have pap, who have only punyam, can attain higher worlds. Therefore, they're said to be pure worlds. Atmavidam, positive plural case. Atmavidam, amalan lokan pratipadyate. So, a person attains clean, pure worlds of punyam attainable by people of meditation, people who are given to the discipline of meditation, are people who live a clean life, are pious people. Such worlds a person attains. Who attains that such lokas? It is said here, Sattve Paurudde Tup Dehabhrit Yada Palayam Yati. See, Dehabhrit means every embodied being is called Dehabhrit. Now we are all Dehabhrits. Okay, every one of us is what? Dehabhrit. Are you listening? Dehabhrit means what? The one who is Deham Bharati Iti Dehabhrit. Deham Bharati Iti Dehabhrit. One who is endowed with the physical body is called Dehabhrit. Okay. Dehabhrit means one who is endowed with the body. So we are all Dehabhrits. And those who have bodies, so what the person who has a body is Dehabhrit. Any human being is a Dehabhrit. So Dehabhrit, animal also is Dehabhrit, but we don't talk about animal here. Animals are no problem. Only we have problems. Therefore, Dehabhrit, here is a human being. Dehabhrit. Now, Pralayam Yati. Pralayam Yati means what? He leaves the physical body. Pralayam Yati means when he dies. When he departs from the physical body. When he dies, Pralayam Yati. When Sattve Pavrudde, when a person, when a human being dies or leaves the physical body, when Sattuguna is predominant, Sattuguna is predominant, then such a person who leaves the physical body, Sattuguna is predominant, that person goes to higher lokas, pure, clean lokas, which are attainable by people who are highly pious and who are meditative, who lived a life of meditation. Is it clear? Even a person who is predominantly tamasic person, rajasic person, suppose a person lives, when he is predominantly sattvic, when he is calm-minded, that is why we always tell people, always maintain calmness, quietude, okay, remain, always entertain a good mind, especially before dying. The person who is in deathbed, we also say, may his soul rest, you know, stay. We pray, no? We say, may this person remain calm. We always Namashivaya mantra, we should japa. Why do we do japa? So that mind will be calm. Okay, when somebody is in the deathbed, we do mantra japa. The person becomes calm. Whether the person becomes calm or not, we become calm. Okay, so that it is, why? Because a person who is leaving must leave peacefully. Yeah, when he is leaving, he must be predominantly sattvic. We don't want the person at the time of departure also, when we don't want him to be restless, agitated or dull, angry. Okay, no, we don't want him to be, at least when he is about to leave, let him have a good mind. Let him be predominantly sattvic so that he will have better gati. That is the cult. That is why in culturally, when somebody is not well, all other people will get to sing bhajans, they recite mantras, they chant, they pray to Bhagavan. They do a lot of things. We have that culture. Of course, in every culture we have, I think, people do pray for who are in sick, deathbed. But here what he says, Dehabhrithi, sometimes, because we can't decide our deaths, you see. Death is determined by Bhagavan. Of Parabdha Karma, law determines. So when a person leaves the physical body, when a person dies, layam pralayam yati, yada dehabhrithe pralayam yati, kada, no, sattve pavrudde. When sattvaguna is predominant, a person leaves the physical body, that person will not go to impure worlds. He will have very good higher lokas. Suppose if we have to leave when sattva is predominant, we must always try to maintain us. Okay? We have to take care of our sattvic predominance. so that we can leaving our departs also will happen in, will happen when we are predominantly sattvic. Is it clear?
Swamini,
yeah.
In the book it says Uttama Vitam.
Yeah.
Atma, it doesn't say Atma Vit, it says Uttama Vitam.
Yeah, yeah. Uttama Vidam also implies Atma Vidam. I want to say both. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
See, Uttama Vit means, Uttama Vit means exalted meditators.
Okay.
Now, I want thank to you. Use the word Vit because the word Vit means, the Uttama is exalted best. But what about the word Vit? Vit means meditator, Vit means knower. It has both meanings. So, Atma Vit is a knower of the self. Atmavid meditate upon his self also. Uttama Vid means the exalted people who are given to the discipline of meditation. Yeah.
Thank you.
I read as Uttama Vid, no? I said Atmavid, I'm purposely said Atmavid, but I also read it as Uttama Vid. Okay. Is it clear now? So Uttama Vidam, Atma Vidam, I to compare the word with the to say that word Vid has two meanings, I said Atma Vid. If Uttama Vid means, Uttama means exalted people. Who are the exalted people? People who are meditative, who are worshipful, who are righteous, who are ethical, who do not transgress dharma, who are worshipful. So those people are pious people. So Uttama Vidam, they're ajnanis, but still nice people. Righteous, ethical people. Uttama Vidam, people who are exalted people, who are given to the discipline of meditation, etc. Those people attain some words. This person who leaves the physical body when Hattaguna is predominant, he also reaches the same worlds. Is it clear? But it is not possible if a person the whole life, he lives his life, keeps himself very, very rajasic, predominantly rajasic all the time, then how can he live? So a person must convert himself into a sattvic person. All one's activities must be such that they contribute for preparing oneself to convert oneself into a sattvic person. Only such a person can leave the physical body when he is predominantly sattvic. Thereby he can reach the higher locus, better gati, sattviki gatihi, a sattvic gati, a person can attain. If a sattvic gati one has to attain, one must leave the physical body when he is predominantly sattvic. If a person has to be predominantly sattvic when he is leaving, he must always make efforts to convert himself into a predominantly sattvic person. He must be a righteous person. He must be worshipful. He must be prayerful. Not one day, 2 days. The whole life he must be a worshipful person, prayerful person, consciously living a life of dharma, ethical person. He must have lived a life of karma yoga. Then naturally he will leave when he is predominantly sattvic. Is it clear? Uttama vidam, uttama vit. What is positive case? Plural. Uttama vidam lokan pratipadyate. Kaha pratipadyate? Kaha gachati? Pratipadyate means gachati. Who goes there? Deha brit. Kaha deha brit gachati? Who is the deha brit who goes there? Yada yaha pralayam yati. One who dies. When? Yada sattvam pavruddham asti. When sattvaguna is predominant, when a person leaves the physical body, then he goes to higher lokas, the lokas of the exalted people. The higher lokas attainable by the exalted people who are given to the discipline of meditation, etc. Uttama vidam amalan lokan pratipadyate. So what does it mean then? The person who leaves the physical body attains sattviki gatihi means he must be ajnani or ajnani. Give me the answer.
Sorry, Swamiji, could you repeat the question?
No, if a person has to reach the sahatviki gati, he means he must be a jnani or a jnani?
Jnani.
Jnani.
Jnani. Jnani.
Anjani.
Why? Because yajnani. I told you, gati means jnani attains moksha, liberation. Jnani has no gati. Okay, jnani attains moksha. Gati means going, isn't it? Going to another higher, different place. The travel is there only for ajnani. Journey, travel, gati is only for ajnani. A person, sattviki gati, rajasi gati, tamasi gati, all gatis are, okay, are people of, for people of different guna, predominantly different gunas have different gatis. They are ajnanis. Ajnanis alone have gatis. Ajnani has no gati. Ajnani attains moksha. Gati means moving, isn't it? Leaving the physical body, he has to go somewhere. That's why I asked you the question. Is it clear now? What are you saying? It's very important to remember here. See, unless and until jnanam takes place, there's no way of freeing yourself from bondage. But if a person is predominantly sattvic, then the lokas he attends will be different lokas. Higher lokas, a pure worlds. That's what is said here. Is it clear?
No, Swamini.
Come on.
Why there is no gati for jnani?
Why should... Prabhuji, I'm going to start an introduction to Vedanta classes. I definitely want all of you. Nana, I tell you one thing, please. I'm saying nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. It's nothing wrong about it. Because people who have not been... Mainly, I'm thinking of two people here. Bhupendra Singh and Krish. Both of them are there. Of course, they've been listening to a lot of things. They're exposed to a lot of things. But still, I'm thinking... I was going to talk to Rajnaji today, later on to introduce, going to start a new fresh Vedanta course for beginners. So that from the systematic, they can go with me. Okay. See, gatihi means travel, journey. When the leaving the physical body, the jiva, the sukshma, soul means what? Subtle body. The physical body will be disintegrated here itself. Subtle body leaves the physical body and goes out. Goes where? What happens to the sukshma? This is something is happening. That movement is there. That's called gati. So, the people who are not jnanis, still ajnanis, but still pious people, lived a clean life, lived a meditative life, worshipful life, prayerful life, righteous life, life of karma yoga, and such people, when they leave, naturally they will leave when they're predominantly sattvic. And for such a person, he goes to higher lokas. He goes to higher lokas, we say. Okay. Jnani sukshma will resolve here itself. When a jnani leaves the physical body, my sukshma rhythm will resolve for good. Therefore, he will not assume another body. He will not go anywhere. There's no journey for travel for a There's no gati for a jnani. No gati means a moksha gati. Let me put it in. Now you understand. You want experiment to say moksha gati. Jnani will have the moksha gati. Moksha gati means doesn't involve any travel. Literally the word gati is a gam dhatu. Gati is a noun form of gam dhatu. Gati is a noun. It means some travel journey. Some end. Whereas moksha is the gati for the... Jnani. There's no prayana gati. Prayanam is not there. Travel journey is not there for an ajnani. Jnani. So that's why I wanted to say all ajnani who is predominantly sattvic, when he leaves the physical body, when especially he leaves when he is predominantly sattvic also. Okay, next verse.
Rajasi pralayam gatva karma sangishu jayate tatha pralinastamasi mudhayonishu jayate rajasi pralayam gatva
కర్మసంగిషు జాయతే రజసి ప్రళయం గత్వా కర్మసంగిషు జాయతే తథా ప్రలీనస్తమసి మూఢయోనిషు జాయతే. సో హియర్ భగవాన్ మేక్స్ ఇట్ వెరీ క్లియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ వన్ వర్స్ హీ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ బోత్ పీపుల్ హూ డిపార్ట్ హూ లీవ్ ద ఫిజికల్ బాడీ వెన్ తమస్ ఈస్ ప్రిడామినెంట్ అండ్ వెన్ రజస్ ఈస్ ప్రిడామినెంట్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్ టు దోస్ పీపుల్ ఫర్ దో దట్ పర్సన్ హూ లీవ్స్ ద ఫిజికల్ బాడీ వెన్ హీస్ ప్రిడామినెంట్లీ రజసిక్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్ టు హిమ్ కర్మ సంగీషు జాయతే. సచ్ ఎ సోల్ విచ్ లీవ్స్ ద ఫిజికల్ బాడీ when he is predominantly rajasic, he will be born into the karma sangishu jayate. He'll be born into the family of people who are very rajasic in nature. Okay, who determines your parentage? Understand? Your karma will tell you. You will be born into the family of people who are very, very rajasic. Now you can make out. If you all have good samskara to be able to attend the Gita classes, which means your parents have punyam to have you as children, which means your parents had punyam means they must be sattvic people also. Therefore, certain degree of goodness must have been there. Otherwise, they wouldn't have had you as children, because the very fact that you are interested in shastram itself is a proof that you have some special thing, special gunas. So here Shastram says, the Bhagavad Gita Krishna says here, Rajasi Pralayam Yate. Okay, when a person leaves the physical body when he is predominantly rajasic, then karma sangishu jayate. Karma sangi means the people who are very much attached to activities, who are dependent on performance of activities, results of activities for their happiness and security, who are very much driven. You know, we hear about people, they're very driven people, very much driven. So being driven to accomplish higher things, sattvic people are also very driven. It's a different thing. But here, people who are very, very rajasic. So the person who leaves the physical body when he is predominantly rajasic, such a person naturally will be born into the family of people who are highly rajasic and who are attached to activities, who are very, very attached to activities. Karma sangi means the person who is attached to karma activity is called karma sangi. Karma sangishu jayate, he'll be born into the family of people who are attached to activities. So rajasi pralayam gatva karma sangishu jayate. తథా తమసి ప్రలీనః దెన్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్ టు హిమ్ వెన్ అ పర్సన్ లీవ్స్ ద ఫిజికల్ బాడీ వెన్ ఇస్ ప్రిడామినెంట్లీ తమసిక్ దెన్ మూఢయోనిషు జాయతే రజసి ప్రళయం గత్వా హ్యావింగ్ డైడ్ ఓకే హ్యావింగ్ బికమ్ డెడ్ వెన్ రజగుణ ఇస్ ప్రిడామినెంట్ The person will be born into the families of people who are attached to activities. Tata similarly, the same way, tamasi pralinaha, the person who has died when tamoguna is predominant, మూఢయోనిషు జాయతే, హీ విల్ బి బాన్ ఇన్ ది వూమ్స్ ఆఫ్ డెల్యూడెడ్ మైండెడ్. హీ విల్ బి బాన్ ఇన్ ది వూమ్స్ ఆఫ్ డెల్యూడెడ్ మైండెడ్. మూఢయోని, యోని మీన్స్ వూంబ్. మూఢయోనిషు మీన్స్ వాట్? నాట్ ద వూంబ్ హియర్, పీపుల్ ద డెల్యూడెడ్ మైండెడ్. హీ విల్ బి బాన్ ఇన్ ది wombs of deluded minded, means dull minded, ordinary people. Some why you can make out who are the people, okay? Very rough people, uncivilized people. Uncivilized, rough, dull, deluded, confused, not very sharp. Such they'll be. So the person who lives, who dies, or has died when he is predominantly tamasic, he'll be born into the he'll be born into the wombs of highly deluded, confused, a dull-witted minded people. The parentage will be very ordinary background. They won't be culturally strong. So it's not that Bhagavan is not partial. It's not just how the order is. It is a beautiful order here. But Shastra study will help you to come out of everything. You don't need to worry about anything. We have to understand everything objectively here. It's not to judge, okay? It's not to, oh, whether I was born in this family or not. Not for you to judge now. It is just to be objectively understand things. Is it clear? Suppose, imagine, if a person has to be predominantly sattvic at the time of death, he must have lived a clean life, whole life, he must have lived a clean life, that he must have made efforts to convert himself into a sattvic, predominantly sattvic person. If a person whole life he lived a wrong, doing wrong activities, wrong things, okay, not following dharma, no prayer, not at all prayerful, not worshipful, there's no respect for anything, and he has never lived a clean life, means suddenly how can he have a sattvic mind? He'll always have he will be predominantly a tamasic minded, a rajasic person, and he will die. When he leaves, what will happen to him? How can he have a sattvic, how can he be predominantly sattvic suddenly at the time of death? It is natural, it is possible for anybody to be predominantly tamasic. But one has to convert oneself into a predominantly sattvic person. One's lifestyle must be such. That is why karma yoga lifestyle. If a person lives a life, karma yoga means he is worshipful, he is prayerful, he is committed to dharma. Naturally, in due course of time, he will be a sattvic person, and his death also will happen in such a mental condition. He'll have a good gati. But all three gatis are what? Within the realm of bondage only. Okay? Whether a person is sattvic, sattvikaha purushaha, ajasaha purushaha, tamasaha purushaha, all of them are bound by samsara. Only jnani is free from this gati. Jnani has moksha gati. No other gati. Okay.
Rajasi pralayam gatva karma sangishu jayate tatha pralinastamasi mudhayonishu jayate.
Okay. Now hereafter, I'm going to stop now. You will understand very interesting classes. What is sattvikam karma? What is ajasam karma? What is tamasam karma? We are going to understand everything in terms of sattvic, in terms of sattva, rajas and tamas gunas. Okay? We are going to understand the karma, desire, everything as what is sattvic action, what is rajasic action, what is tamasic action, etc. We are going to understand elaborately. Interesting verses are going to follow. I'm going to stop now. Any questions you have? Ajay?
I have just one question. Predominantly, like from the absolute level, this question doesn't make sense. I know that. The only thing I want to ask is, like, I know we have to, like, a predominantly tamasic person has to be rajasic and then sattvic, and that should be the aim of a sadhaka or a seeker. But a technical question, is it possible for a predominantly tamasic person to attain jnana?
It is possible when he becomes predominantly sattvic. It is possible for anybody to attain jnanam, including a predominantly tamasic person also can attain jnanam if he becomes predominantly sattvic. See, Ajay, the whole thing is, Shastram does not blame. Predominantly being tamasic and rajasic is very natural. See, from Janmantra samskaras, from different janmas also, becoming different and different and different also, person can become sattvic or rajasic. In previous janma, in two other janmas before, or many janmas before, I might have been a very, very tamasic person also. We all are like in the process of becoming refining. So we all become refined and refined and refined. We are refined to some extent. Okay, the refinement takes place in every janma. Bahunam janmanam ante. In many janmas, we all become refined and refined and refined. Like that. Suppose even in this janma, even becoming a human being itself is expression of some refinement. Okay. Some form of refinement has happened. That's why you are assumed a human body. Even after having been born a human being also, still a person is predominantly tamasic, means Shastram does not blame. Being tamasic is not wrong. But definitely a human being is blessed with the willpower. Human being is blessed with knowledge of right and wrong. A human being alone must recognize, have a goal. Once a person understands his Purusharta, his goal is very clear. And he knows what is it which can get him, help him accomplish his goal. When he becomes committed to the pursuit of jnanam, then naturally he changes his lifestyle. Okay. A tamasic person need not worry. A tamasic person also can attain definitely jnanam, provided he changes his lifestyle. It is possible a person can change his lifestyle. Thereby he can change his attitude, change his habits. Change his lifestyle when he knows the importance of preparing his mind for jnanam. When he will know the importance of preparing his mind for jnanam only when he knows the importance, the value of jnanam. He will know the value of jnanam only when he knows the value of moksha. He knows the value of moksha only when he discovers moksha being the choiceless end. Okay, this understanding is important. See, any rogue can become a jnani. We have Valmiki. What was Valmiki? What was many alvars? There are some alvars. Okay. So we had many, many ordinary rogues have become Mahatmas. Valmiki was what? How he became a Mahatma? Wonderful Ramayanam he gave. Now we all bow to Valmiki. So many rogues have become great jnanis, great mahatmas. It's all refinement. It's all just a changing. The change happens. They have to change their lifestyles. Lifestyles have to be changed, which means the lifestyle have to be changed. Means they have to have different attitude towards life, and then commitment to dharma. What is that which makes the lifestyle changed? It is commitment to dharma. Okay? Understand only one thing, Ajay. Important thing is what? Always I repeat one thing. Understanding the value of dharma and becoming committed to the pursuit of dharma, living a life of dharma. That's all. Changes the lifestyle. That's why, you see all Upanishads, even recently I finished Kena Upanishad. Satyam is Satvidhi Ayatanam, abode. So truthfulness and honesty, sincerity, values. Values are heavily highlighted, emphasized in our Shastra. It's very, unless and until a person lives a life of universal values, there's no way of becoming prepared for jnana. So if a person, naturally, it's very natural for anyone to be predominantly tamasic. But when a person changes his lifestyle, knowing the importance of preparing his mind, because he knows the value of knowledge, then it is possible for him to become Mahatma. Any Asami or Swami can become Swami. Okay? Aswami becomes a Swami. Aswami is one who is slave of his mind. Swami is one who has mastery over mind. A Jnani. So, one can become a predominantly sattvic person. Then, of course, he'll attain Jnana. So, definitely a predominantly tamasic person can attain Jnana if he changes his lifestyle. Thereby, if he becomes predominantly sattvic-minded person. Have I answered clearly for you?
Yes, Swamiji. Thank you.
Any other question?
Which commentary of the Gita should I get?
No, I will send you. I'll talk to you soon about it. Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.